The Bureau of Land Management was expected to issue a decision this fall on whether to allow Alton Coal Development to expand its strip mine in Kane County, but it's now decided to issue a supplemental draft environmental impact statement on the project. That won't come out until early next year, and it'll be followed by another six-week period for public comment. Keith Rigtrip, who's supervised the process for the BLM since it was first proposed in 2006, says they got a lot of feedback on the draft EIS.
We had 177,000 comments received on the document. But as we started to go through, there's some issues and concerns that people had were raised.
The comments addressed, among other things, the proximity of the mine to Bryce Canyon National Park and the impact of the mine on wetlands, wildlife, and public safety. Some of those supplemental studies are being done now. Steve Block with the Southern Utah Wilderness Alliance says there's really no reason for a delay at this point.
We think that the Bureau had enough information at its disposal to say that this is a bad idea and to reject it. Should do so now or should have done so already.
The mine is currently operating on about 600 acres of private land near the town of Alton. It wants to expand onto 3,500 acres of surrounding public land. Dan Bomas, KUER News.